Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. A rare case of optimism has broken out in Washington. Lawmakers from both sides of the aisle announcing a plan later today to overhaul immigration laws, something that's gone down in flames in the past. But yesterday on ABC, Arizona Republican Senator John McCain summed up what's different now.
Look at the last election. We are losing dramatically the Hispanic vote, which we think should be ours for a variety of reasons, and we've got to understand that. Second of all, we can't go on forever with 11 million people living in this country in the shadows in an illegal status.
Today, McCain will be part of a group of 8 senators putting forth their plan, which includes a path to citizenship for undocumented immigrants. They're beating the president to the punch. He'll speak about immigration in Las Vegas tomorrow. Karen Tumulty is national political reporter for The Washington Post. Karen, this bipartisan deal, big deal?
Hi, Robin. It's great to be here. It's a huge deal. For one thing, it's so rare these days in Washington to see Democrats and Republicans who can agree on anything of even moderate substance. But I think that both parties have been have begun to realize that the demographics of this country are shifting, and the Republicans realize that unless they can get this particular issue off the table, it's going to be difficult for them to get Latino voters to listen to them on anything else in their agenda.
And without that, they cannot win. Well, let's take a closer look at the plan. It would allow undocumented immigrants who have committed no crimes to be able to apply for legal residency and eventually citizenship after paying a fine and back taxes, learning English and civics. But that path to citizenship can only come after a stronger punishment for employers who hire undocumented workers, a punishment for people who overstay their visas, and more security at the borders. Is that last part going to be tricky? Who decides if there's enough security at the borders?
You know, it is going to be tricky, and in part because it is extremely expensive, and it is, quite frankly, not all that effective. The real way to, you know, to lower the amount of illegal immigration to this country is to dry up the number of jobs that are on this side waiting for people. And that requires something that's been in the law since 1986, which is sanctioning the employers who hire illegal immigrants. And even though that's been the law, it's never been enforced.
Well, and I heard someone say yesterday on the morning shows that we've had this sort of experiment. We have seen how a drying up of jobs has stopped illegal immigration because we had a recession, which had that same effect. But what happens now? You have these Democrats and Republicans. We mentioned John McCain of Arizona, Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, Florida's Marco Rubio, a Republican Jeff Flake. And then on the Democratic side, Dick Durbin of Illinois, Chuck Schumer of New York, Bob Menendez, New Jersey, Colorado's Michael Bennett. You know, we hear McCain saying the time is right. We hear last week Bobby Jindal tell Republicans we've got to stop being the stupid party. But on the other hand, you have Tea Party lawmakers in the House who hate the idea of a path to citizenship.
And this is the difference here. I think this legislation has a much greater chance in the Senate because senators represent states, which are, by and large, big, diverse places. But once you get this bill to the House, you have Republicans representing very, very conservative districts who are going to be punished if they vote for this. So one thing this is going to require is a very, very strong bipartisan vote in the Senate. And what it is going to require, if and when it gets to the House, is John Boehner actually being able to do something that almost never happens, which is cobbling together a majority that is composed of a lot of Democrats. So, you know, we will see if that is something that our system of government is even capable of doing anymore.
And just briefly, you covered the last battles, 1986, 2007. We've been hearing people say if the Republicans had listened to McCain, George W. Bush, Lindsey Graham in 2007, they would be a different party now. But do you think there has been a lesson learned?
Look, you know, Ronald Reagan said in his 1984 debate with Walter Mondale, I believe in the idea of amnesty for people who've been in this country. What happened in 1986 was after years of struggle, they did pass a bill that was an amnesty program, but it was also supposed to have a lot of enforcement. And what happened was the amnesty came through, the enforcement didn't. Yeah. So I think that what they're going to have to do is convince people that they're also serious about the enforcement as well.
Yeah. Karen Tumulty, national political reporter for The Washington Post. Thanks as always.
Thank you, Robin.